Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. You know, it's Monday still. It's still May 16th. For those of you that are listening, say, hey, hold on a second. It's not a two for Tuesday. Crowley's going off his rocker again, doing more shows. I am. I was just on Facebook and getting ready to knock out some work. I manage a Facebook group for everybody inside the Every Day is Saturday Academy. So I was just posting in there. And I check these messages, private messages I get on Facebook. Did you realize there's an other inbox where people who aren't friends of yours, if they send you a message and you're not friends on Facebook, it ends up in kind of this abyss of a mailbox, and that's where I got this message I'm going to read you in just a second. So if you didn't know that, next time you log into Facebook, click on the messages, even if it doesn't show you have any, and then click on the filtered ones, and it's your other inbox. There's like a billion messages I had never read until I recently realized I got all of them in there. So an individual, I'm going to keep the name out of it because I don't have their permission. I didn't write back. I'm just going to let this one rip, read the question, give the answer, and here we go, because I think this probably applies to a lot of people that listen to the show. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, the longest running motivational show on the internet. Yeah, that's probably not true. Longest motivational podcast, but hell, who cares? The longest running show that's ever been created. How's that? We'll just call it that. All right. Here's the message. Hey, Sam, hope all is well. My whole entire family listens to your podcast. The reason why I'm messaging you, we've all been through a lot in the past bunch of years, and you've really changed your outlook. My question is, I am currently struggling with anxiety and wanted to know what piece of advice you have for me. I think that's an amazing question. I really do. That's why I fired up the old podcaster and decided to answer it. You know, of course I've suffered from anxiety. Absolutely. In some of my darkest times, and still do sometimes, you know, when I worry about stuff. Look, when you go through what we've been through, especially the past couple of years with our daughter, you can't help to have a couple of sleepless nights. I don't care what any of the gurus tell you to sit Indian style out in the middle of a pasture and chant and all that. It doesn't work. I'm telling you guys, we're human beings. Cut me, I bleed. Okay? So let's get over the fact that, I never worry. Then you're a moron. Okay? You're a robot. Okay? All right. Got that out of the way. Anxiety. Here's what I found. Okay? The best way I keep anxiety under wraps is I understood that, and I went searching for this, and I can't remember where I heard this from. So I'll just claim it my own, you know, but like I always do. My anxiety came from not worrying about the future, but not being able to control the future. Does that make sense? Like, I know, we all know we're going to have challenges, adversities. I don't really subscribe. This is the one thing I will say. I really don't subscribe to the thought that bad things are going to happen. I subscribe to the thought that we're going to be challenged. And it's up to us to rise above that challenge, not ask for that to go away, but accept it. You know, no amount of regret, for example, can change the past. And the same thing with anxiety. No amount of anxiety is going to be able to change the future. I've never met anybody who worried a problem into changing. For example, oh my God, thank God I worried so much about that problem. It really changed the outcome of it. And when I started thinking in terms of that, like, I just can't control any of this. I just can't. I can't control. I can only control my part. For example, here's something you can control. And this is an elementary academic type of thing. If you want to better your chances, increase your odds of living a longer, healthier lifestyle, then you must eat good and exercise 30 minutes a day. Would you agree with that statement? Okay. Now, the one thing I can't control is if I take a step off the curb and I get hit by a bus, or I get diagnosed with cancer, just, you know, randomly, I don't know, genetically or whatever. I mean, God, I think of my good friend Carla Zandi from Bradford, PA, 10 years or so ago, she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer out of the blue, man, out of the blue, had a biopsy done, hey, stage 4, and she fought and she fought and she fought, and then she died on her 45th birthday. I believe it was July 21st of 2012. I went back to Bradford, my hometown, for the funeral. It was great to see all my old buddies, especially Carla's family, but under those circumstances, no thank you, you know? And where I go with that is that could happen to any of us guys. You know, we could be diagnosed with something and it could just, we could be diagnosed with 90 days to live. If you've never read the book, it's one of my biggest recommendations for everybody, Chasing Daylight. If you've heard me talk about that book, you know, the impact that book had on me is Chasing Daylight. It's a book, you can get it for just a few bucks on Amazon. And one of the top 4 accounting firms, the CEO, was given 90 days to live. And to read how he chronicled those 90 days by closing out his life was just, I don't know what you call it, sobering. Really flipped the switch in my life. Like, hey, we got to get moving with this thing, Crowley. You know, you're lollygagging on this whole every day is Saturday thing. You got to go. You got to speak. You got to travel. You got to create products. You got to do more podcasts, shoot more videos. You might only have 90 days to live. So anxiety for the individual that sent me this message, I appreciate it so much because I worry about stuff and you worry about stuff. But a lot of that comes from the fact that we just can't control. We just can't control the future. Let it go. And look, I get it. That's easy to say. I mean, oh, wow, that's really profound. Let it go. How do you let it go? Well, understanding that right now, we don't live in the moment nearly enough. People say, I'm going to live in the moment, but they don't. We're living in yesterday. We're worrying about tomorrow. We're beating ourselves up over our past. But what are you doing right now? Right now, what are you doing? Right now, it's 3:55 in the afternoon in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Monday, May 16th. And I can tell you with 100% certainty, I am present in my life. I am aware of what's going on all around me right now, which is not to be given. That's not a given. And I mean that. There's some days I'm like you. I'm not aware. Like, I'll be sitting on the couch, and I got the remote in my hand. It's a Sunday afternoon. Next thing you know, I'm like, got drool on my face. What the hell am I? How did I fall asleep? Or I'll just be, like, sitting on a park bench while my wife and the kids maybe will be playing, and I'll just, like, zone out. I don't even know where the hell I am. I could be in Nova Scotia or something, you know? And that happens to all of us. The key is when I find my anxiety levels at their lowest when I am the most active in my life doing what it is that I love to do. And I don't know if there's a pill on the planet that can get your mind to that point. The enjoyment you feel when you're doing what it is you love to do and being active. Love spending time with my family. I love working. Like, I could work 20 hours a day. If my wife would let me, I would be down in my office working 20 hours a day. Why? Because time flies when I'm creating stuff. Creating. I was never creating at work. I was always maintaining, you know? And the boss pays you just enough so you won't quit, and you work just hard enough so you don't get fired, and that's the stupid game that gets played. And the anxiety that I had was all this worry and fear and doubt about everything I couldn't control. You know, I flew back from London a couple of years ago. I was speaking at a gig over there, and I flew into JFK in New York City. And if you've ever flown into JFK, you come in over the Atlantic Ocean and the plane kind of straightens out and comes in for its landing at about 5,000 feet or so. And that day was particularly windy, and we're out over the Atlantic, and the pilot is like jerking the plane around, like, oh man, we flew, it's been 8 hours. Can we get the last 8 minutes not to be eventful? I mean, seriously, we've been over the ocean for 8 hours. Can the dude just, you know, take it easy? So anyway, guy starts flipping the plane back and forth, back and forth. And I'm in the back, not flying first class, because the difference is, I know you guys, if you listen to my podcast, you know I always fly first class domestically. The ticket, let me tell you, the ticket to London was $900. It was $9,000 first class. No way. I'll ride in the back of the plane for saving 10 grand for an 8-hour trip. I'll just, you know, hit the beer cart harder. So we land. I'll make a long story short. I was full of all this anxiety. I felt like white knuckling the damn armrest. I'm like, what in the is this guy doing? So I'm the last one off the plane. I was just sitting there in a complete daze. I'm thinking, Christ, I felt like we were going to die. And the stewardess comes back, says, hey, you all right? I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I'm great. Why are you smiling? I mean, what's going on with the guy up there flying the airplane? She goes, oh, the co-pilot, he was testing his, he's never flown this plane before. He was testing landings. And she's saying it like we're taking the kid with the learner's permit out the drive in the parking lot. And I go, what? Testing the landing? Jeez Louise, can he do it on a like a something else when there's nobody around or at least when I'm not around? She goes, yeah, well, it's really windy too. He's never landed this plane before, so the pilot thought he'd give him a shot. Like, oh, that's nice. I couldn't even talk. I had to get off the plane. But she goes, why are you? She goes, let me guess. You need to be in control. I go, what do you mean? She goes, what do you do? I go, I'm a speaker. What were you doing over in London? I was speaking to a group of people in London. Okay. What'd you do before that? I ran a big division full of a lot of sales reps and admin people. Oh, okay. So you've always had to be in control. I find the people who are the worst flyers are the ones that are in a position of some sort of control, whether they have a powerful job or they're running something or just inherently they need to be in control. And when you fly, you got to let that go. You got those two people in the cockpit. They're the only ones in control. And you better just, you know, let it go and hope that they can do it. I go, you know, that's pretty profound because, yeah, I do. Now that I think about it, I really do need to be in control of a lot of things, my finances, my relationships, my business, everything, my kids. I got to be in control a lot. It just feels that way. So when I fly, I'm probably the worst flyer. Yeah. I mean, I don't fly with anxiety a lot, only when the guy's doing test landings over the Atlantic Ocean. But we laughed and I got off the plane and the stewardesses, man, they're so great. I love them because, the men and women who work on airplanes, I don't perceive that to be a great job because of all the stuff they got to do and how little gratitude they get. I always thank them. And the pilot. I mean, come on. Going 500 miles an hour in a metal tube 30,000 feet above the ground. It's crazy to even think about. Here's my tip. Any of you right now, a little bit of anxiety, not even if you have something that, you know, needs to go to a doctor or anything. There's no shame in that either, by the way. Seeking professional help for anxiety. And I am not a doctor, so please don't take this as professional advice. Just my advice from one guy to another man or woman out there who might worry a little bit. Let go. You know, quit worrying about what you cannot control. Control what you are doing right now in the moment. How can you make this moment right now better? And that's a seed you're planting for the future. Understand that. That's a seed that you're planting for tomorrow, for next week, for next month. And those days will be a hell of a lot better when you are living vicariously right now. All right? Live right now. Eyes wide open, baby. Eyes wide open. Thank you for the question. Keep them coming. You hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley or shoot me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.